So I guess we're doing this.
I guess so.
All right. Engage. Hi, I'm Tyler Batson.
And I'm Maria Pritchard.
I'm a documentary filmmaker and activist that spent over a decade on a mission to prove that peace is in our nature as humans.
And I'm a social entrepreneur who wants to know what resilience looks like when we stop resisting.
And this is
Act of Isms,
a weekly conversation that explores our shared and not so shared ideologies and how we can move beyond a culture of right and wrong. Wait, does that mean that we're not going to take a stance on anything?
No, that would be impossible for us. It just means that we aren't here to judge what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. We're in a crisis of culture where we've allowed our ideologies to define who we are as individuals.
And we see so much fear when we perceive that our ideologies are being threatened. But ideologies are really just a set of beliefs, each made up of many beliefs.
And there are so many intersections of these belief systems that I think we're all missing.
And that's the opportunity.
Yeah, that's where we can actually heal. I mean, in my work, one of the most valuable things that I've learned is that to know a thing truly, you must first know its opposite. If we really want to heal, we need to first understand pain.
Well, I think it's clear that we know pain.
See, we're already halfway there.
Which is really what this project is about. The glass is half full, people.
But let's be real. I mean, we're living in a world where facts are in question and our belief systems are in conflict with one another. So what are we really hoping to achieve here?
We're going to tackle something that's really complicated because we believe that there's more that unites us than divides us.
At our core, we all just want to be seen, to be heard, and to have a better quality of life. All of us. The problem that we're really facing is how to get there.
And I know that you and I have both worked really hard to create spaces where these radically compassionate conversations can occur, where people can come stripped away of their ideologies and really connect on a person-to-person basis and reconnect to that shared sense of humanity. No matter where you come from, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Black, White, Puerto Rican, or Asian.
Okay, Lil Kim, calm down. But that's really what brought us together, not Lil Kim.
But kind of.
Kind of. But but that in our individual experiences of activism, we suffered from a very real sense of isolation. I don't think we're alone in that, do you?
No, I think there's a lot of people out there feeling really alone right now. People that want to engage. We want a solution.
Yeah. I appreciate that enthusiasm. So let's get to know some of the people that are creating those solutions, shall we?
Yes. And you out there on the street. We want to hear from people like you that are living the stories that the media isn't posting about.
So join us as we explore a new ideology every week and tell the stories of the people who are helping us expand beyond a culture of right and wrong.
And how you can be part of the solution.
That's right. At the end of each episode, we will be sharing actionable opportunities that you can take to expand with us.
Personal actions, connecting your belief systems to your everyday choices.
Public actions, creating the kind of community you want to live in.
And policy action, understanding policies and engaging with institutions.
So follow, like, subscribe, and join us next time as we discuss our first ism, the one that started it all, activism.
See you next time.
Bye.